So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And good morning, everybody. It's Dan Latter. It's Monday, the 11th of March, 2019. And in this podcast episode, we're going to talk to you about hope. So this is one of the methods that I use regularly with my clients, and I thought I should share it so that more people get access to this. So if you're going through some dark times right now, or just this morning is a dark time, we just had a wicked weekend, and when you come off a great weekend, sometimes a Monday morning, you're feeling a little bit down, that kind of thing. But also, this is just something I was doing over the weekend as well, which I'll allude to later on. But let's just talk about hope a little bit. Because hope is like this little secret weapon that most people don't actually realize is a secret weapon. So there's two steps to this. And it's better, by the way, if you're actually watching this, but that's fine if you're not. And if you're listening to the podcast, just imagine it in your mind. So let's just imagine then, for example, that we've got a list of feelings. At the top is the most positive well-being feeling that you can think of. And at the bottom is the most negative, non-well-being feeling that you can think of. Okay, so let's just say at the top we've got joy. You might have love at the top as well. You might have excitement, although that wouldn't really be at the very top. Maybe you might have contentment, but then also below that you've got some other feelings which are positive, not as positive as some of those, but positive. So we might have, for example, fun, a feeling of fun, a feeling of playfulness is one, a feeling of, by the way, when we do this with clients, they always struggle to come up with positive ones. Everyone can name the negative ones. We struggle with the positive ones, which I'm doing now. So we've got hope. Hope is definitely in there. Hope is something that you look forward to. So think about this as a word, hope. You know, joy is a current feeling. So if I'm feeling joy right now, or if I'm feeling love right now, remember, you can be in love and right now not feel love, right? And you can not be in love but feel loved. Is that, see the difference? One of them is more longer term. I'm in love. You know, you're not in love for a day. Some people are a week. You're in love for maybe 6 months, a year, whatever, right? But a feeling of love is, or feeling of being loved, is what's happening to you right now. Okay, so there's a difference there. I want you to understand that difference. Hope, I feel hopeful. Like you would say that as in, that's what I feel right now. But the thing that you're feeling hopeful for is something that you've identified in the future. So I feel hopeful that we become financially free. I feel hopeful that we buy the Bugatti. So it's an event that's going to happen in the future, and that's really important to remember. So you've got all these lists of really positive emotions, and then underneath it, you've got like zero, which is neither negative or positive. And then beneath it, you've got all these negative ones. And hear me out on this, really important. So you've got things like, and this is where we get really easy, reel them off. So you've got anxiety. Cautiousness even could be one of those. Cautiousness, by the way, could be a positive one as well, but I'll use it in a negative context here. So cautiousness, anxiety, stress, fear, sadness, and then like depression right at the bottom, suicidal, I feel suicidal, depressed is one, and you know, we said stressed and anxiety and so on. So like with clients, we've done this with clients, we've had two clients who were suicidal, and we move them from being suicidal, we move them to a different feeling, and actually we move them to anger, which is another negative one. And the problem with anger, so you need to listen to this, it's really important, but the problem with anger is that it's twofold. Anger is not a negative state to be in, that's the first bit, but the second bit, anger is a very doing emotion. We do things when we're angry that we then think, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Like, we, of course, we refuse to admit it to anybody, especially ourselves, but we get angry and then we do something, okay? Now, if channeled correctly, anger can be, if you're feeling suicidal, move you to anger. And then when you're feeling anger, we go, I want you to get so angry, I want you to book hope. And they're like, what? Yeah, I want you to get really angry about the people who've put you in this situation. And then I want you to go book something that you're going to look forward to a year from now. And I always say, go book whitewater rafting. I'm just booking something in with my mate Dave. Dave's going to come over for a couple of days, and we're going to go out in Spain for a couple of nights. We're going to book maybe next year, maybe. We're going to go sailing around the Greek islands. So we're booking stuff into the future that we can look forward to. We've mentioned at Christmas we might do centre parts, we might not, but we've booked the possibility in that that may happen, and we've allocated funds that we'll save up to paying for that as well. So we've allocated it, and it gives us something for me and the wife to look forward to as a family unit over Christmas, right? And this is something that we used to do all the time when we lived in the UK. We'd go see Deacon Blue, we'd go see Fish from Marillion, we've seen Take That, we've seen Robbie Williams, we've seen the Pet Shop Boys, we went to see Les Mis, which is not something for me whatsoever, but wife loves it. We've seen Dirty Dancing four or five times, we've seen Ghost at the theatre, so we would always book something in, so we'd always have, as a couple, as a family unit, something to look forward to. Now, if you're going through depression or suicidal thoughts, I guarantee you've got nothing booked in for hope. You can't even see past next week because you just can't see past next week. And this is one of the ways in which we move you from these really negative, really bottom-endy kind of feelings. We move you up to anger. It might not be anger, but moving you from feeling suicidal to hope is a big step, right? So we want to shorten those steps and make it easier to go in. So we might move someone from depression to anger. Why are you depressed? Well, I was sacked. My boss was a bastard and it was totally unfair. Okay, let's get you angry at them and then let's create hope. What would hope look like? And hope is twofold here. Hope is getting back at your boss, and the best way to get back at your boss is by being mega successful. Great, hold that thought. And second thing is, what would be something you'd like to do? What's something you'd like to go see? Well, I'd like to go see the Sydney Opera House. Great. When are you going to do that? Well, I don't know. I haven't got a job. I'm so depressed. I can't see past next week. Great. Let's set you up. Let's work out how much money it's going to cost you, you and your partner, to jump on a plane, go to Sydney Opera House. Let's say it's £3,000. Great. Let's do that in 36 months from now. And we're like, okay. Now, I want you, bear in mind, you need to go get a job. But when you get that job, I want you to save £100 a month and you'll have £3,600. That will pay for the flights and the hotel and some money for you to go see Sydney Opera House. Now what we've done is we've created a future event that they can go, oh, my life's so crap, but at least I've got this to look forward to. And all I have to do now is do this, this, and this, and then I get there. And then, do you know what I'm going to do from Sydney Opera House? I'm going to send my boss a postcard saying, you sacking me was the best thing ever. Now we've just dealt with two things. The first one is we got you to anger. Why are you depressed? Oh, I'm angry about my boss. Now, listen to the language. Why were you depressed? Well, I'm angry about my boss. We've moved them from depression. We're now angry. Great. Now what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to go to Sydney Opera House, send the bastard a postcard in 3 years' time. That gives him hope. And you've used that negative energy, the depression or the anger about your boss, to have two positive outcomes. One is to get you a job, and two is to get you to Sydney Opera House, which, like, if you'd have stayed in that shitty dead-end job, you might never have done being bullied by your boss. You see how that works? So on this scale of emotions, we can use this, but we need to know where you are. And we need also to understand, have you got hope in your life? And if you haven't got any hope in your life, well, now's the time to start booking some in. And that's what you do with hope. You book it in. It might not be guaranteed that you're going to get there. So in 2 weeks' time, we go to New York. I've never been to New York. I've always wanted to go. It was a present for wife's birthday. So we're going to New York. That's really cool. Something to look forward to. Now, I want to go see the New York Knicks play basketball, but I'm looking at what our expenditure is for this next 12 months. And I'm like, I don't want to go sit in the cheap seats. I also don't want to spend a couple of £1,000 sitting on the front. Not yet. Right. But I also don't want to spend all that money sitting in the cheap seats. And for two of us to go, you're talking £1,000 just to sit in a relatively non-cheap seat. I mean, it's not cheap. Do you know what I mean? And then we've got the little one. So there's another £500. So I'm like, okay, let's not go see New York Knicks. I'm only 46. I'm going to go book in to see them in the next 5 years at some point. But crap anyway right now. So so it's fine. By the way, I also want to go see the Lakers at the Lakers. But it's fine. It's totally fine. I can turn that around and go, okay, that money is actually best allocated towards some more investments. And then in 5 years' time, Now, let's save, I don't know, what's 5 years in terms of months? 5 times 12 is 60. I can do that one. So if I saved £100 a month for the next 60 months, I'd have £6,000. I'm going to go sit courtside next to Jack Nicholson. Not that he goes to New York because he's in LA. But do you know what I mean? I can then afford to go do that because I've allocated this hope. And now that gives me something to look forward to. And every time I see that £100 a month going out, I can go, that's great. That's an investment into something that I want to tick off the bucket list, which is go see the New York Knicks play at Madison Square Garden. I'm now in total control over that future. Whereas before, I've got to go see the Knicks. I've got to go see the Knicks. And you spend all the money that you've got just to go see the Knicks. And it's like, I'm not that fussed about it. Because I know I'll go see them in 5 years' time. So this is the thing about hope. Like, if it's £100 a month is too much, £50 a month and go to Sydney Opera House in 6 years, you still have the £3,600 in 6 years' time through saving £50 a month. It changes the whole dynamic about how you're going to see your future life. What do you want? I want a Ferrari. Great. How much are Ferraris? I don't know how much Ferraris are. Let's say Ferraris are 50 grand. So that's £1,000 a month over 50 months, which is 5 years, or it's £500 a month over 10 years. Great. How old are you? Well, I'm 46. Great. How about you have them when you're 55 for your 55th birthday? And it's paid for in cash, not £1,000 a month where you have it to fork out for an asset, for sorry, not an asset, for something that depreciates over time, but you're spending, you know, it might be 50 grand that you spend 70 grand for. Now you've got an asset worth 30, right? You're just spending 50 grand and you're buying that car, and it's not about how much it's worth. It's about how much it makes you feel. That's awesome. I have no problems with that. And like, by the way, I also have no problems with people who lease Ferraris. That's what you're supposed to do. I hate this, right? It's one of my big hates. Oh, he's got a Ferrari. Yeah, but he's leased it. What? Yeah, he's leased it. It's not really his. What? Have you got a mortgage on your house? Yeah. It's not even yours then, idiot. It's not even your house. It's the bank's house. No, it's my house. My name's on the paperwork. You stop paying your mortgages. We'll see how long you have your house for. So don't diss people who lease Lambos. You're supposed to lease them. Stupid. So this is the difference between people who are financially educated and those that aren't. Those that aren't think you don't lease anything. Yeah, but he's leased it for a year. It's not like he owns it. He's leased it for a year at £2,000 a month. By the way, which is tax deductible, by the way. People just don't get this. Anyway, don't get me on that path. So hope. Hope is one of those little mental health hacks that you can actually utilize in your life for real positive outcomes. Now, bear in mind, it's not just about hope. You should have hope in your life. And if you've not got hope in your life, get a sheet of paper. In 5 years, where do you want to be? What do you want to have? In 3 years, where do you want to be? What do you want to have? In a year, where do you want to be? What do you want to buy? Right? Joy. Write down joy. In 5 years, what would you find joyful? In 3 years, what would you find joyful? In 1 year, what would you find joyful? What would you find joyful next week? Like, that can't be the big grandiose things, but it could be, okay, next week, I'm going to drive to the beach. I'm going to take the dog. I'm going to get a Frisbee. I'm going to play Frisbee on the beach. I'm going to film it. And yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Brilliant. If that's what gives you joy, awesome. Or I'm going to go to the gym. I'm just going to take all weekend off. I'm going to spend all weekend in the gym. I'm just going to lift as heavy as I can and eat loads of food. Great. Whatever that happens to be. What about, I'm trying to think of another positive emotion, which for some reason I'm struggling with today. What about contentment? How would you feel content? How would you know what contentment looks like? It's one of the problems. When I ask people, well, what does contentment look like? Well, I don't know, but I'll know when I have it. And they never get there because they don't know what it is anyway. So we're always going for the next thing. Contentment could be paying down off your first credit card. It could be paying off your first house. It could be paying off your portfolio. We're trying to pay down our portfolio of millions of pounds of debt on our properties right now. That's a big mountain to climb, and we're on it, and it's going to take some time, right? But when we get there, that I know for a fact that I'll be a lot more content because it takes plenty of risk off. Like, when you've got debt, any kind of debt, for me, it's too risky. And we're definitely looking at paying that down. But this is the key, is that you should be putting stuff into your future that you can identify. This is joy. This is hope. This is excitement. What's something exciting that you can do next week? Oh, I don't know. Well, have a think. Going out on a bike ride? What would it be? Going kayaking, what would it be? Going deep, deep water diving, you know, going and holding your breath. There's a place in Manchester that does that. Was it swimming with sharks? What is it? What's the thing? Is it making 10 cold calls to people you've never spoken to before? That could be excitement, or it could be the opposite of excitement. But the key here is that you plan stuff into your future that you can then pull forward. So this is what happens. When you're booking something in, you've now got hope for that Sydney Opera House. When you get to Sydney Opera House, you've now got joy. You've now got contentment. You've also got some revenge, which is always nice, about the person who harmed you, which is what led you on that path in the first place. So we should be utilizing some of these tools to help us maintain this positive mental attitude and help us do the things that we need to do on a day-to-day basis that will help us get there. All right, I hope that's useful for you this morning. My name's Dan Latter, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.